You're listening to The Bill Murphy Show, the daily music interview show featuring the best in the business. From behind the scenes, in the studio, and on the stage. Available by subscription for free on iTunes and at BillMurphyShow.com. Brought to you by Lulu's Bait Shack, fresh Florida seafood and live music on A1A on world-famous Fort Lauderdale Beach. And now, here's your host, Bill Murphy.
With your special Saturday, September 17th edition of the show. Saturday, September 17th, 2011, of course. With a very special edition today with Danny Shea from America's, well, from, among other things, America's Got Talent. We'd like to also thank PickTheBand.com for sponsoring today's show in part and making this interview with Danny possible. Thanks to Roy and everybody over there for the support. Couple of show notes before we get going. We are launching a new website and imaging. I know I've been talking about this for a while now. Brand new stuff coming out to represent the show very soon. And you can become part of the family, become a sponsor, and help support this. And we can help support you in your music endeavors or whatever it is that you're into. Get in touch with me at murph@billmurphyshow.com to become part of the family here, and be on the lookout for all new stuff and sort of a relaunch of sorts coming up shortly. Now, as we go to California for today's interview with Danny Shea. How are you, Danny?
I'm doing great. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. It's a pleasure to talk to you. And you know, and usually I spend a little time talking to the guests to kind of introduce them to the audience and then play the music. But I think what I'm going to do to be a little different with this interview is kind of get right to one of your songs to sort of introduce everybody to you. If they haven't already been familiar with you from your appearance on America's Got Talent, we're going to play a track that sort of kind of put you on the map, so to speak, and was an incredible moment for them at America's Got Talent. Now, this is not the actual version that you sang on the show, but this is the song. And if those of you who are not sure, you're familiar with the name, but you're not quite sure who Danny Shea is. Danny was the person mistaken for Justin Bieber on the show America's Got Talent, and she played this incredible parody song. Let's take a listen to this first. This is called What the Hell. I'm sure people will recognize the melody and realize where you're going with this. And then we'll talk about the experience on America's Got Talent. So here's What the Hell, which will explain much of what's going on here in this interview with Danny Shea.
Oh, whoa. Oh, whoa. Oh, whoa. I guess you noticed, I guess you care about the way I flip my hair. You say it's Bieber, huh? You say it's hot, but let me tell you, no, it's no, it's no, it's not. Am I on TV? Girl, quit playing. He looks just like me. What are you saying? Said there's another who looks and sings like you, and he's on every single channel of YouTube. And I was like, what the hell are you talking about? I was like, what the hell are you talking about? I was like, what the hell are you talking about? This face has always been mine, mine. What the hell are you talking about? I'm just like, what the hell are you talking about? Yeah, I say, what the hell are you talking about? This face has always been mine. Oh, oh, I knew this couldn't be my real life. I must be dreaming, deceiving myself in real time. But I gotta play it cool until I know it's true. So then I finally turned on my Mac to see this Justin Bieber. Oh no, it can't be. You gotta shake me till you wake me from this bad dream. I'm going down, 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 down. And I just can't believe a mini me has now been found. And I'm like, what the hell are you talking about? I'm just like, what the hell are you talking about? Oh, I'm like, what the hell are you talking about? This face has always been mine, mine. What the hell are you talking about? Oh, I'm like, what the hell are you talking about? Yeah, I say, what the hell are you talking about? This face has always been mine, mine. Danny, I'm 22 years old, and yes, I'm quite confused, 'cause ain't nobody got the same mom and daddy except my sister Ashley, so who are you? You got me going crazy, what am I supposed to do? They're screaming, ooh, sing baby, but aren't my songs good too? I have my own words, I'll make you think if you listen to me sing, and maybe I'll rap a verse too, 'cause that's the flow I bring in. You know this can't be easy, seeing that face on TV, 'cause I want you to see me. So I'll just keep on singing, what the hell are you talking about? Oh, I'll say, what the hell are you talking about? Yeah, I'll say, what the hell are you talking about? This face has always been mine, mine. What the hell are you talking about? Yeah, I'll say, what the hell are you talking about? Oh, I'm like, what the hell are you talking about? This face has always been mine, mine. So am I all gone? Am I all gone? Am I gone, gone, gone? No, I'm not.
What the hell from Danny Shea on the Bill Murphy Show today. And then for those of you who are listening on iTunes and not getting the visual on the show page, it's D-A-N-I and S-H-A-Y. So you got one of those names that could be misspelled on both the first and the last name, Danny. So
yeah,
you must have to deal with that a lot.
This, yeah, that's true, but it's good that it rhymes, though. I always say it like it's a D-A-N-I-S-H-A-Y.
Oh, there
I just
you
have
go.
People say it. Yeah.
Kind of rolls right off the tongue. So you went out on America's Got Talent, and let's go through this whole process. First of all, how did you end up getting an opportunity to be on that show? How does one go about getting on that show, and how did that work out for you?
Well, generally speaking, most people, they go into these big, like almost cattle calls, you know, and mm-hmm. they wait for hours and hours, and then they audition for the producers, and then if they get put through, they audition on stage in front of the live audience and in front of the celebrity judges. But I actually got to bypass the original audition and just go straight for the stage audition, I guess because they had known of me and, you know, wanted me to audition. And so I got to do the parody that you just played on the show, and it was just amazing. Like, it couldn't have gone any better, really.
No, absolutely not. And I guess, you know, for lack of a better term, kind of ballsy of you. Were you a little worried about not being taken seriously by performing that song for your audition or for your appearance
on
the show?
To do that first?
Yeah.
You know, I kind of, in a way, sure, that definitely crossed my mind. But at the same time, I was like, okay, you know, looking the way I look, I can either do it and kind of, you know, stand up from the way I look, or I could try to do a more serious song right off the bat. But I know that the first thing that anybody would say is, okay, but you look like Justin Bieber. What's that all about?
Right.
So I kind of had to address the obvious first, and then move on from there.
Well, it was very smart of you. I mean, you accomplished a lot there, because it, in a way, I guess you kind of took the Justin Bieber thing and ran with it, because you know you could have made an attempt to not so much look exactly like him, and then on the other hand, performing the parody song, even though it's, you know, kind of silly and kind of fun,
yeah,
it's still the melody and the range of that song and the way you play it really does show off your ability at the same time. So, you know, kind of accomplished a lot at the same time, you know?
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, and I feel like it shows off. I mean, even though the content is silly, it shows off, you know, like being clever and having fun with a very weird reality. I mean, it's my reality, you know, and I just had to do something with it rather than try to run from it.
Right. Don't get the wrong idea. I don't mean to say silly to take away from.
Oh no. Yeah, I know.
It is clever, and even the little rapping section you get into near the end of the song is brilliant and very, very smart. You know, very smart parody stuff, and obviously it made a huge name for you. Now, you actually advanced quite a way through the show. I mean, through three rounds or so, and then. Let's just talk about this, and I'm sure you've been asked this a million times in interviews before, but your life must have just completely changed after that point. What was the first thing that you kind of flipped out about after this happened?
Well, the coolest part about it was just watching the numbers go up on my Facebook and my Twitter. I mean, I had only just started Twitter pretty much right before the show because I knew, you know, I would want to be keeping up with the times and
right.
So out of touch. So I just, like, you know, I started one up and I had a Facebook artist page, and just watching the numbers go, I mean, every day I would have over 1,000 more likes. And then, you know, since being on the show, I've gained, like, I'd say 55,000 new fans.
Unbelievable.
yeah, that I didn't have before the show. So, I mean, I'd say that's the number one gain from being on the show, is just gaining new fans and people who really, really respect me, you know, like, and what I'm trying to do.
Right.
Is awesome.
Right. And I mean, I know I can't even fathom those numbers, because I mean, if I click on and see 25 or 30 new likes on my fan page for the show, I'm like, wow, man, we're kicking ass. And then, but I mean, the numbers that they just must be mind boggling to see that kind of thing. And then what were your inboxes like? Were you overwhelmed with people trying to ask you questions and correspond that you were unable to really, you know, it wasn't humanly possible to respond to everybody?
It wasn't. In fact, to this day, I have thousands of unread messages on my YouTube account, Facebook account, in my different email inboxes. And I feel bad, you know, because I want to respond to everybody. And that's not to sound like, oh,
yeah,
you know, I just don't have time for you. It's just that, like, you know, with everything I'm trying to do, like, you're right, it's impossible to go through them all. And it doesn't mean I don't care.
Right.
I really do, and I want to get to them all, but I haven't been able to even still.
Well, I'm sure people understand. I mean, I feel lucky that I was able to get in touch with you myself, you know, so that's, I know how everybody feels. So this is so cool, because what this whole thing that's going on with you, it's a representation of what's going on these days. This is where we're going through stuff that we've never gone through before, this whole social networking arena that we're in. It's really amazing. One of the things that goes on here that I'm thoroughly entertained by, and I want to hear your opinion on it, is YouTube. Now, YouTube is such a sensation, and I don't know if enough people realize how entertaining it can be to sit in YouTube and read comments from people, because I think there's some of the best comedy in the world goes on there, and you must have just had several field days sitting there reading these comments on your page, good, bad, or otherwise, just extremely entertaining, right?
It is entertaining. Yeah, I try not to dwell too much on them. I used to a little bit more than I do now, but it can be it can kind of consume you if you let it.
It really, really can. I mean, people come up with some brilliant lines. I mean, some of it just, like, and you know, it's spontaneous because people are just really just throwing down their thoughts, and, you know, they'll make a comment about a specific 2 or 3 seconds in the video. And it's just like, I don't know. I'm not coming up with great examples off the top of my head, and I'm not expecting you to, but I just know that people maybe are missing something if they're not letting themselves get entertained by YouTube comments. One of the great, modern culture things. Go ahead.
Oh, sorry. But one of the lines that comes, like, to mind when you say just these, like, one-liners is, I've seen it on a couple different videos of mine, and it's really sweet, is that they'll say, Usher chose the wrong girl.
Oh, that's great.
And I'm like, oh, you know, like, yeah, it's funny, you know, but I'm not like a Bieber hater or anything like that, but it is funny.
You know, I was going to get into that. I mean, you obviously get Justin Bieber, you know what the deal is, and I know you're not a hater or anything like that. You totally understand what's going on there and this and the fascination with him. And so what are your thoughts about Justin Bieber and his music? Have you really even delved into him much more than the singles that we hear?
A little bit, actually. To be honest with you, when everything first started, I was a little bit resentful because I was like, wait a minute. You know, like, this right. is my face. I've had this hair for years. Like, I've been trying to do this thing for a while. And right. then this kid comes along, he's younger than me, and I felt definitely like a twinge of jealousy came up for me. And then I was like, all right, wait a minute. You know, what is this really all about? And I've learned a lot since his very strange presence in my life. I've had to face some ego challenges and everything like that. But as far as Justin Bieber himself goes, he feels like, I saw his movie, you know, the Never Say Never.
Can't say I saw that one. So go ahead. Do tell.
I had to go. I mean, I had to go and check it out.
Sure.
And see what was up. And actually it was really impressive. He worked very hard and he has a lot of skill just naturally. I mean, he from a very young age had amazing ability on the drums and singing, and it was really impressive, and it was good to see that, because, you know, a lot of people want to just say, oh, whatever, like, he's talentless, they just pick him up and he's a puppet, and I kind of had thoughts like that myself when it all first started happening, but
right.
I'd say now I have a bit more respect for him, and I'm actually considering reaching out to him and, you know, just seeing. I think, like, it would just be dumb if we didn't meet.
No,
like,
I agree. Like I'm surprised it hasn't happened yet, you know?
Yeah, I feel like it just has to happen, you know? Like, I was kind of worried, and my ego was, I guess my pride was in my way before, because mm-hmm. my pride was like, I am not going to reach out, you know?
Right.
But now I'm like, okay, why are you being so stubborn? You know, just like reach out and see what happens.
Right. Well, now that you've answered that question, I realize now that the song we just played pretty much, you know, speaks the truth on how you feel and what you knew about Justin Bieber at the time. So it really was a truth that you were singing in that song. So that's good to hear.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah,
now,
it's my life.
Now let's move on to Danny Shay and not the, you know, the chick that looks like Justin Bieber. Let's get into your whole...
Thank you. Yeah, I'd love to.
your identity as it is itself. Let's start with how you got started in music. Obvious question, but, you know, still interesting nonetheless. Family, background, music history in the family. When did it get started for you?
Actually, nobody in my immediate family is even artistically inclined whatsoever, really.
See, I find that fascinating when people say that, but go ahead, do tell more about how it got started.
Yeah, I was always kind of the odd man out in my family. Like, everybody was cool, but I just, and anything artistic, anything expressive at all, like, was my thing. I used to love to draw and paint and write and act and do all kinds of things. And then when I was 16, my mom got me a guitar. It was a little nylon-stringed Spanish guitar, and I started teaching myself how to play. And
wow.
then when I moved out, I was 17, and I would just sit up late at night in my room, in my apartment, and just taught myself how to play, and I started writing songs right away, and I literally fell in love with music, and it kind of just became my new outlet. Because growing up, I had all these different outlets, like I said, drawing, and then I got into theater in high school, and so I had all of these other things that took my attention. But when I was alone in my apartment at night, all I had was really my guitar,
mm-hmm.
and that's how it all started. And then, you know, I I started playing some open mic nights locally in Orlando and just kind of getting out there with the few songs that I had written, and got a really great response right away from people. So I just kept going, and people would always say that they could really relate to my songwriting and the things that I would say. And so I just automatically felt like, wow, I'm in the right place. I'm doing the right thing, and I'm making a difference. So it's become my, you know.
That's great to hear. Great to hear that you like took it upon yourself and fell in love with it on your own. You weren't really forced into it, obviously. You didn't even have anybody kind of pushing it on you. So I guess it's there's a lot to be said about that when it really comes from within yourself and you do it on your own. Now you've really been attached to this whole acoustic solo kind of just me and the guitar kind of thing, which is very personal, and I'm not surprised that you said people really relate to it, because that really, really is the most personal level you can kind of convey your music with, and so that I'm not surprised that people relate to it and latch onto it like that. And so now I suppose you're making the transition into, you know, more of a traditional full band recording kind of situation. But before we get into that and where you're going, because we want to hear all about what's on the horizon and what we will be hearing next from you, let's play another one of your tunes. Now, I let you, which I always like to do, I always love to let the guests, the artists, decide what kind of music, what music we're going to play. And you sent me a song to play here. It's called Superheroes. Let's talk a little bit about, now, which one? I'm a little confused. Which one is this from? Is this from your EP called Free? Or
actually, no. Superheroes is a single I released. And actually, the reason that I released it was because it was the second song that I performed on America's Got Talent.
Oh, okay, I got you. So people have heard this one, but this one's got a special place in your heart. A little bit about how you, because I'm fascinated with the whole songwriting process, and I want to hear a little bit about how you created this thing.
Sure. It does have a very special place in my heart. I decided to perform it on the show, and actually, I mean, if you watch it on YouTube, you can see that I actually messed up on my own song, and it was this one. But it doesn't take away from the fact that it's so just true and very personal. I think that most people can relate to the feeling of, you know, just kind of sometimes wanting to feel like we did when we were kids. You know, when we could be just carefree, and it was so easy. And of course, some of us had hard times as children, but I just mean that really free, that very free feeling, and not feeling so much pressure, you know, in life and all the things that we expect ourselves to do and be and everything like that.
Excellent. Well yeah. Said. It's Superheroes. Let's check it out and listen to it now. This is Danny Shay.
I think about the days when we were young and carefree. We never even bothered to ask who we are or who we should be. We just existed with no resistance. We were superheroes then, but times have changed and wars are raging underneath our skin. We're dodging bullets and holding ground, pushing, pulling, and weighing down. What happened to that cape I used to wear? Is it out there? Is it out there? And if you find it somewhere inside me, help me see it, 'cause I should be flying. I wanna be a superhero again and finish this war under my skin. Under my skin. Oh, but history has shown us that when times are getting hard, it's time for us to grow and see exactly who we are. The morning after the storm is always brighter than the rest, right? Especially when you know you passed your test. But the tests are only standardized in little public schools, where they've given you all the answers and prepared you with the rules. But I don't think that life on Earth is set up quite the same, no. It's every man out for himself until we make things change. Can we make things change? So give me one thing, something please, just a glimmer of hope. I'm on my knees, I need to know that I'm not crazy. And if I am, then tell me now so I can tie my cape to my straitjacket and bow out. 'Cause I am not about to go down this way. No, not the superhero today. I guess I'm not the superhero today.
Superheroes, Danny Shay. And now, okay, Danny, we're going to get into some technical stuff here, because a little background on me, just so you know, in all of music and all the genres out there and everything there is to listen to, my favorite thing to listen to is the female voice when it's done well. And even as a producer and engineer, when I get a chance to record, it's my favorite thing to work on, edit, EQ, listen to over and over again. So, and you really... Cool. You really nailed it there. I'm a huge fan of that kind of sound, and you sound really right on. So I'd like to think that this show is sort of a show about music for musicians, so there may be a lot of people that are familiar with the process that are listening. So let's talk about this. First of all, that's you playing that guitar on there?
Yeah. Oh, that's, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so it's done so well. It sounds to me like you got a cat in there to do it for you, but... it's really, really cool. Now, you can go ahead and admit here, if it was, you didn't do the guitar and vocal together in one live take, did you?
Well, actually I did at first. We did do a couple takes like that, and then I separated them, only because the quality when EQing everything out it's easier to do, and it ends up being better, like...
Right,
level,
like you don't want this. You don't want the sound of your guitar coming through your vocal mic when you're recording that. That's really the main reason you would do that separately.
Exactly, and that's exactly why we did it separately. Mm-hmm.
You seem like you really know how to work a mic as far as distance, and that to me is one of those. It's underrated how important that is. What kind of mic is that you're using? I know I'm getting into really geeky, techie stuff here, but what kind of mic is that? And it sounds like it's pretty close mic. You're right up on it, aren't you?
Yeah, what kind of mic was that? That was it was an interesting story about the mic, because it's like this kind of mic that's handmade by women in another country, and they have women make them because their hands are small and they can, like, use really intricate little tools and stuff to make these mics.
Oh, come on. Wow, that is really cool. See?
Yeah, yeah. I'm totally blanking out on the name of the microphone, but that's the brand it was.
I'm going to be doing some Googling on that a little bit later on, because that sounds very intriguing to me. Now, it's really, really cool, the recording process. Now, how are things changing for you now as far as what you're doing? Is there a full-blown kind of band, full instrumentation sort of project in the making right now?
Yeah, actually there is, certainly. I intend on releasing a new album. Well, actually, it's going to be an EP on New Year's.
Okay.
And it will be, when you say full band, I always think, okay, like bass and then drums and then, you know.
Okay.
But it's going to be a little bit different. It's going to, the production style is, how to describe, kind of like going to have that, you know, that feeling that like gives you chills and your eyes roll back when you listen to it because you're just like, oh God, that is so beautiful.
Oh, you mean so earthy, kind of like.
Yeah, and but there will be so many layers to the music, unlike my previous productions where they're pretty simple. This will be a lot more involved and it'll have different elements to it. And I am so excited because we've actually already recorded one of the songs, but it's not mixed or mastered, and we don't want to release it yet, but it sounds so good.
Oh, wow. You really sound genuinely excited about it, and I know everybody that your legion of fans is anxiously awaiting that. So, wow, New Year seems kind of soon, so it sounds like you got some work to do.
It is. I guess I'm a little ambitious.
Yeah. So let's be realistic and think that it'll probably be spring, right?
No.
Oh, okay. Good for you.
No, like when I set a goal, I'm going for it. I'm going to have it ready.
Excellent. Danny Shade, it's been so cool talking to you and getting into this on a personal level with you and hearing your enthusiasm. Just the sound of your voice, I could tell you really, really happy about where things are going and what you're doing. And before I let you go, I want to listen to one more tune here. You also sent me a live performance that you did. And for those of you who think she has this sparkling, clean image, it gets a little bit racy in this one. Tell me a little bit about New World and before the song, also tell me about live in Ernie's Attic. What is Ernie's Attic all about? And what was the, because this sounded like it was a very fun experience for you too.
Oh yeah, Eddie's Attic.
Eddie's Attic. I'm sorry, I'm getting it wrong.
No, that's okay. Eddie's Attic it's in Atlanta, Georgia. Well, actually, it's Decatur, Georgia. Such a great little venue. Oh, I love it there, and they treat me just so well. And this is a performance that I did there, and the crowd was just with me. And when I went into this song, you know, you're right. I had this kind of like this image, and everybody was like, okay, this girl's cool. And then I was like, all right, it's time to
loosen up a little.
It's time to break it down. Yeah. I need to let you guys know. So
it was funny. I didn't play this. I cut this part out of the beginning, but you sort of asked the audience's permission if it was okay for you to use some racy language in this song.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And, I mean, New World is going to be on my new album, like an actual production of it. And a number of people that I've talked to have said this song is going to be big. And I'm hoping that's true. I really feel that. And I actually have felt that ever since I wrote it three years ago. But I just, let's see, 18, 19, 20. Actually, it's been like 4 or 5 years. But anyway, yeah, this song, it rings true. And I think like the youth and the older generation can relate to the things that I'm saying and the frustration that comes through in this song. So, yeah.
Another great example of things I'm stumbling upon doing this show is that finally we're hearing people, artists and musicians, writing music and singing about today's situation and what's going on. Kind of like what we were doing in the 60s and 70s, and it's good to see that it's going on now. You have a real good, clear picture of what's going on and what's wrong with the world and actually what's right with the world for that matter too, and singing about it. So, you know, you must be very proud that you're so in touch, you know?
Well, thank you. Yeah, you know, I definitely always want to remain in touch with what's really going on and what I can do to help. And if writing a song like New World brings people together and really motivates people to change things, then, I mean, I feel like I've done something, you know, and it's like an anthem, you know, and people don't expect me to rap. So I've done it in a couple songs, but in this song, it's like a full on rap from start to finish. So yeah.
Here it is. New World, Danny Shade.
Here we go. Thank you.
On the inside, I'm crying, dying to ask why we're working for nothing from 9 to 5. I can feel the exhaustion wearing on me. Can't face the fact that I am not free. Freedom is a lie we've learned to believe, like a book with no pages we pretend to read. You envy me? Let me tell you where I came from. I'd run like hell through my imagination just to get away from what I didn't understand, like how a boy becomes a coward and calls himself a man, and everyone around him pats him on the back, happily oblivious, ignoring all the facts. facts, knick-knack, paddy-whack, give a dog a bone, sit, stay, roll over, run away from home. This is what we teach to the demons we create. Avoid your inner conscience and hide from your mistakes, then lie awake, haunted by your fucked up thoughts, contemplating action, afraid of getting caught. This is how we're waiting on the edge for the problems that haven't happened yet. Paranoia is crawling into our heads because this is how we're waiting on the edge. I wonder why we're still falling for the same old tricks. It seems like we're all broken and need to be fixed. We're like robots supporting the economy that's failing anyways and won't let us be who we want to be. It's sickening. A world on the go. I need a triple tall, extra hot latte and a blueberry scone. And for lunch, I'll take a number 5 with a large Diet Coke and an extra side of fries. And you can feed me lies, I'll leave them up too. At night, I pray to God and ask him what to do. This is how we're waiting on the edge. Problems that haven't happened yet. Paranoia is crawling into our heads because this is how we're waiting on the edge. And millions of children are dying of hunger. We can't see the lightning, can't hear the thunder. We're going under. If things don't change soon, the world will be dead by tomorrow at noon. Raped of her glory, raped of her life. Raped like the husbands rape their wives. And the wives have also lost their minds, drowning their kids and feeding them lies. All in favor of a new world, say I. All in favor, say I. All in favor of a new world, say I. All in favor, say I don't want to sit and wait for shit to hit the fan, but you can if you want with the family you brought to the land of all the promises, where all you ever wanted was a chance to take a stand against the world that took your confidence, because you've been on it since the day you turned 10, and your dad said you had to earn money to spend, and that's what you did. You became a part of the system, working to earn the respect of old rich men, shining their shoes and pressing their pants, playing their games and dancing their dance, basically all in hopes of a chance to get noticed and maybe advance. But let me let you in on a little secret. You can package your pride and tell them to keep it, because you don't need them. They need you because you feed them. You do the work while they sit tall, because you're lucky that you have a job at all. Right? This is how we're waiting on the edge for the problems that haven't happened yet. Paranoia is crawling into our heads because this is how we're waiting on the end. This is where I need y'all's help. Okay? All in favor of a new world, say I. All in favor, say I. Yeah, okay. All in favor of a new world, shout I. All in favor, say I.
Thank you, Danny.
There you go, Danny Shay. And my my apologies to Eddie for his getting the name of his venue and his show wrong there, for Eddie's Attic. And just to explain that out, I had the cart labeled New World, parentheses, live at EA, just expecting me to just completely remember it. So I didn't, you know, I'm sure Eddie, you know, deserves the credit because, again, he's supporting some really cool independent artists up there, I suppose, is what I'm getting from you on that.
Yeah, he, I mean, that venue, it's so awesome. They have, like, a singer-songwriter open mic night, and everybody's expected to be quiet and listen and really just enjoy the music, rather than if you go to a lot of different open mic nights, sometimes it's just drunk oblivion. People are yelling and shouting. So it's really cool, and I'm so thankful that people are out there having venues that are so supportive.
Yeah, very, very cool. Now, so exhausting to listen to that song and imagining trying to memorize all those lyrics. I mean, obviously it's a little easier for you since you wrote them, but man,
yeah.
I mean, did you have a cheat sheet to remind you where you are on those lyrics or no?
Oh, no, definitely not. No, I guess it's just one of the things that words, playing with words and using words is one of my things, you know. In one of my new songs that's going to be on the new album on New Year's, it has a little rap in it. And I also did an Eminem cover. You can see it on YouTube. I just love words, you know, and like putting them together in a way that's like witty and makes sense and kind of hits people.
Wow. Well, and again, my hat's off to you for, you know, celebrating and recognizing today's culture and making music, you know, relevant and meaningful, you know, in this world we live in today. I think it's very, very important that we do that and we have music to reflect on in times like these, you know.
Thank you so much.
So this is great. And Danny, just thanks so much for coming on and spending, you know, we stayed on a little longer than I told you we would. And I really appreciate you and sharing all the music with us. Folks, that you're, you know, now that you have been turned on to Danny and you want to find out more, you can spend an entire day on YouTube going through all her stuff and listening and kind of getting the whole history of what happened on America's Got Talent and all that. And so I urge you to just go to YouTube and search Danny Shay and then enjoy yourself, because it'll be a nice little journey. Now, what's going on with you live performance wise? Are you taking a break from that while you record? Where can people see you anywhere in this country that you might be playing?
Well, yeah, actually, it's real quick before I even go into that. And also, if you like what you hear on YouTube, you can go buy my stuff on my website, DannyShay.com. And on iTunes, if you just search my name, you can definitely find that stuff. But
Right. And just to let people know, you do have some material that is only available on your website, because it took me a while to figure that out myself. So you do go there as well, DannyShay.com. And again, that's DannyShay.
Oh, sorry, the dogs are going crazy.
That's okay.
Yes, DannyShay.com.
And then performance-wise, where can people catch you?
And performance-wise, I actually did have a little show here in L.A. on Thursday, which was so fun and so awesome, and it's a good turnout. But you're right, you know, I am kind of taking a break. I'm doing little shows here and there on the 2nd of October.
Okay.
I'm having a show, Ella Music Festival in Orlando. It's such a great local festival with upcoming and some already established female artists. And I'll be playing on that Sunday. It's the last night of the festival.
Excellent.
For anybody that wants to either travel or who already lives in Orlando, please come out and support that festival. It's so awesome.
Very cool. And don't worry, dogs are more than welcome on this show. It's no problem.
I don't know why they're going so crazy,
but they're going,
it makes for a real show, right?
They're going. You said it was only going to be a half an hour, Danny. Come on, we want to go outside. I understand. So we'll let you go. Folks, that's Danny Shay. Thanks again so much for coming on the show and, you know, sharing this with us. And we'll get an update from you after the new album is released, after the new year, and see how that's going.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks, Bill.
You got it. All right, Danny, take care. We'll talk soon.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye.
That's Danny Shay on Bill Murphy Show, and it's great to have her on there. Folks, please continue to share our page on Facebook. Just like us. Show everybody that you're listening to the show and turn everybody on to it, because that is what has worked so far to make this show so popular. Keep up the great work, and we really appreciate you. And tune in the next couple of days for another new show right here at BillMurphyShow.com.
Subscribe to the Bill Murphy Show podcast for free at iTunes. You can post comments about today's show, listen to archived episodes, and like the show on Facebook by visiting BillMurphyShow.com. A presentation of Bill Murphy Productions.